Democratic Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin is a co-author of the campaign finance reform law that bears his name. Senator Feingold, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
You've been working on this legislation for many years. This has got to be a big day for you today.
It's taken 8 years, but it was well worth the wait. We have finally begun to move the process back to the people by getting rid of these unlimited, outrageous soft money contributions that Senator McCain and I and others worked so hard to get rid of, and now it's the law of the land.
I want to run by you one of the quotes from the decision today, this quote from the majority decision: money like water will always find an outlet. In other words, some hesitation that even though this law is now in effect, there will be ways around it, and the same big influence that was there before will be there now. What do you think?
Well, of course, money will always be a factor in politics. It always has been. But what was different about the last 10, 15 years is you had these unlimited campaign contributions that members of Congress were asking for directly. That was corrupting the process. And we have eliminated that. We've made that a crime, and that's not going to change. So that kind of money is not going to be able to be raised by politicians, and that's an enormous achievement, although there's much more to be done in the area of campaign finance reform. This is an important first step.
Senator Feingold, as a Democrat, do you have any concerns that the law that bears your name may end up hurting Democrats more than it does Republicans? We've heard from the chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, Tom Reynolds, today, saying that this ruling will break the Democrats' back.
Well, they're whistling past the graveyard. The Republicans hate this bill because the truth is that unlimited contributions right now, which was allowed before McCain-Feingold, would put the Republicans even farther ahead than the Democrats. The fact is that under a system of limited contributions, we have a fighting chance. So you notice that it was Republicans who brought this lawsuit. They don't like this law, and we're glad it passed.
But they seem to be doing just fine under McCain-Feingold, if I'm not mistaken. They've outpaced you in fundraising.
But they would be, just think how much better they would be doing with the presidency and the House and the Senate if instead of being able to ask for $4,000, they could ask for $4 million. They'd be much farther ahead. This at least keeps us in the ballpark.
Do you think that this ruling today, upholding your law, does it answer the question of who gets in the door? In other words, who gets influence with congresspeople?
It isn't a complete answer. There will always be problems with undue influence. But the undue influence that occurred with $100,000, $500,000, and million-dollar contributions was destroying the independence of the Congress that was left. And I'm extremely proud that our bill at least gets us back to reasonable limits, $10,000 for a PAC, $4,000 for an individual. Without that, what I was seeing was essentially a Congress completely bought by huge contributions, and we've succeeded in pushing back on that.
Senator Feingold, you indicated earlier that there is more that needs to be done. Where do you go from here?
Well, to me, the next step is to try to get voluntary public financing of congressional campaigns and fixing the presidential campaign public financing law. That can be done voluntarily. It's succeeding in Arizona and in Maine, and I'm working with people across the country to move in that direction. But this we had to do in order to avoid members of Congress from asking for huge contributions, and now we can move forward.
Senator Feingold, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks so much.
Senator Russ Feingold, Democrat of Wisconsin.